Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, my friend.
How are things going? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, it's going great. We're pivoting to go to different areas of the country and even out of the country that we feel we can get those international markets back. We previously had a trip to Brazil planned. We've put that on hold while we go back to Canada, as we feel like we're getting some more people willing to come across the border and travel to America and get some of those Canadians to come back to Louisiana.
What are you hearing from them when y'all are communicating with them?
Well, you know, after the 51st state and the terrorists, it put a bad taste in their mouth. I think it cost the conservative the election. And in the last election up there, we saw dozens of cancellations, more than dozens. We usually get a good following from Canada the year after the Congre, which is every 5 years in Canada. We were up there last year. They all come to Lafayette the next year for our big celebration. And we've had a large number of those cancel. And it's definitely affected our marketing. Canada is our number one international market. So we're very aggressively wanting to get that market back to where it was.
Yeah, I my sense is they'll come back, right?
You know, we're hoping there's an end to the tariff wars, to the rhetoric about taking over Canada, making it a state, and let that die off and get past it, you know, and hopefully we're feeling that there's a little bit better attitude towards traveling now than there was months ago. So it's getting better, and hopefully that rhetoric will calm down and allow us to get those numbers back up.
Yep. Let's pivot real quick to the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this year we're hosting it in Slidell for the first time. We've been moving it around the state every year, giving chefs from all over Louisiana a chance to compete for the King or Queen of Seafood. So that event will be June 27th at the Harbor Center. You can buy tickets online. All the great restaurants of the North Shore will be there. And those chefs from around the state will compete. They'll start every 10 minutes and have an hour to cook their best seafood dish. And then the King or Queen of Seafood that's selected to represent Louisiana will then compete. We partner with the Restaurant Association in August for the restaurant show in the Convention Center. I send a letter to all my Lieutenant Governor friends and tell them to send their best seafood chef to Louisiana to compete, and we will crown the next American King or Queen of Seafood at that event in August. So it gives our local chefs some great exposure, and hopefully we can bring that crown back. It was won by Massachusetts last year, so we want to bring that crown back to Louisiana.
Absolutely. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It really is. I tell you, to watch them put those dishes together, it's got to be pretty, it's got to taste good, and then they have to give a presentation to the judges so their personality, their passion for what they're cooking comes out, and we look for that great chef that also can be a great salesperson for Louisiana seafood as we'll travel the country with them promoting Louisiana seafood.
That's going to be June 27th at the Harbor Center in Slidell. Is there some place people can visit to get tickets?
Yeah, LouisianaSeafood.com / Louisiana Seafood Cookoff. And they can buy tickets there. Also, the tourism website in St. Tammany. And it's going to be a great event. You'll get some of the best food from all the restaurants on the North Shore served there. For that one price, it's going to be a fun night.
Let's pivot again. Billy, coming to a close, I guess, tomorrow are the Louisiana Beautiful Grants. Tell us about it.
Yeah, what we've done is we had these summits, these trash summits all over the state with elected officials, passionate citizens about litter, and we've come up with a bunch of new grants to help those communities beautify, clean up, and keep their parish cities, neighborhoods clean. And so we're going to continue to do that. But I tell you, Noel, this has become a movement. 3 years ago when we asked the legislature to move Keep Louisiana Beautiful under our office, we had a little over 50 groups the previous year clean up. This year, over 1,400 groups in every parish cleaned up Louisiana, and it was incredible. And I tell you, it's growing in momentum. We've got those same groups that are out, some of them weekly, monthly, keeping our state clean. DOTD, Wildlife Fisheries, DEQ, the people at those agencies have become great partners in not only cleaning up, enforcing the laws. And we had some laws passed in this session. One, that you no longer can release balloons. I know that's a way to celebrate and also to honor someone that's passed, but they get tangled up in our wildlife, clogging up waterways. We've even had some instances where baby cattle have eaten them and it's gotten tied up in their stomachs and killed the baby cattle. We've seen two or three pelicans with them wrapped around the neck, turtles. So, you know, if you want to have those balloons at a celebration after it's over, pop them, dispose of them. It's now it's litter to release those balloons. We also passed a bill to allow our park rangers to write litter tickets outside the parks. So if there's someone dumping an illegal site and Wildlife and Fisheries or the sheriff's office can't get there, the hotline gets the call. They'll call our park nearest to that location. And we can go out and assess it and give the ticket if so needed.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take an accumulation of stuff like that all coming together and empower folks to be able to enforce same, right? And to kind of change the mindset and the culture of what we're doing. Hopefully people heed the advice, right?
You're right. We got to attack it from all angles, enforcement, cleanup, but education. If you go take your driving test now, there's a 4-minute video, and I went to spoke at the conference of all the people that give the driving test in the state. I said, we've given you a 4-minute video to show the people taking the driving test. Please show it, because in that video is the answers to some of the questions on the driving test about litter. So we now have it embedded into the people getting their driver's license. We also give all the schools the tools. It's a law. They're supposed to teach litter in school. We give them all the manuals they need, and we're now producing a new video where the animals actually will talk to the kids about not trashing where they live to get their attention and hopefully get them at an early age. If we can change the culture, we can save that $100 million we spent last year cleaning up Louisiana and do better things with that money.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to pivot back to the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off. One of the byproduct topics about that, about making sure that we are preparing and selling and producing Louisiana seafood, right, to enter into the stream of commerce. Your office provided me with a release about a testing regimen that went on in, I think it was South Carolina, if my memory serves me correct, in Charleston, where they uncovered a bunch of restaurants that were selling foreign shrimp and not their own shrimp.
Absolutely. You know, and I've actually written every lieutenant governor that they need to do it for the health of their people to make sure they know where their seafood's coming from. And I spoke to the South Carolina lieutenant governor. She's on top of it. And there was a CBS special on the national news where they went into a bunch of restaurants in New York, asked them where their seafood, Gulf of Mexico. Well, when they tested it, they went back and said, no, these are not from the Gulf of Mexico. Only one of them told the truth. So, and in Carolina, I think it was four of them told the truth. The rest lied. So the more people we can get, you know, our ultimate goal, and I know the president put some tariffs on imports, but our ultimate goal is to get an inspection fee of 10 cents a pound, say, and that would allow us to hire thousands more inspectors to inspect more seafood. Hopefully they clean up their act. But right now we inspect less than 5% of the imported seafood. And a lot of that is rejected for bacteria or high contents or antibiotics and are unsafe to eat. So if we can bring more awareness, I think we're gaining steam. We've been working on this for years. Now in Louisiana, we took it away from the health department, my seafood board, and working with Mike Strain and Ag Department. We're doing the testing. We upped the fines. The year we took it over, there were 2,000 violations. None of them got fined. So why follow the law if you're not going to have consequences? Now Mike Strain's doing the testing, and we're going to hold those people that cheat accountable. If you're selling Boudreaux's crawfish tails, they better be Boudreaux's crawfish tails and not from Taiwan, or we're going to catch you.
Yeah, what's interesting in the materials that your office had sent, in states that don't have labeling laws, 80% inauthenticity rate. So 8 out of 10 shrimp are not, you know, the local shrimp. In the states that do have labeling laws, there's an efficacy rate of 34%. So 34% are inauthentic in those states. Still, it's a third, even with the laws. How do I say this? Local shrimp has not been very expensive. In fact, it's been dirt cheap here for the most part. How much do they save by bringing in a foreign product? Is it still that much?
Well, the foreign product has been very inexpensive. They grow it in human waste. They do it with, you know, labor that they pay nothing to, and they produce massive amounts of it in these shrimp farms, you know, crawfish, the same things. But it's getting better. You know, the tariff helped. But I think as we bring awareness to the safety and there's more demand out there, because our shrimpers and they need to get a fair price for their product. And historically, Louisiana, the Gulf of Mexico shrimp have been underpriced, but still, because they can buy the cheap imports cheaper. And it is a better product by far.
Yeah. It's just kind of interesting. I mean, why they would work against their own local folks is kind of mind-boggling to me. Doesn't make too much sense at all. Let's get to a break. We're visiting with the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We'll be right back with him. We'll talk about state parks for the summer, legislative updates as well. So stay with us.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana. Billy, a lot to do this summer. State parks are alive and well and ready and open.
Yeah, I tell you, we've had our best year ever with over 2 million visitors, first time ever. They're in the best shape they've ever been in. We've got a lot of work still to do, but we've got the number 2 mountain bike trail in the country up at Bogachita with horseback riding, tubing, beautiful beaches up there. We've got new water features at many of the parks. We've got our first special needs playground at Fontainebleau. And we've got these track chairs where you can take your child out of a wheelchair, put in this track chair, go out on the beach, or go and see the deer and all the animals in the woods. That has been a game changer for people confined to a wheelchair. And through the private-public partnership, we're going to be able to do a lot more. We're looking to build some resort conference centers at a couple parks that are going to bring in millions of dollars over time. And I believe I'll see a day, or we'll see a day, when we won't need any tax dollars to run our parks. And I want to give a thanks to the governor for supporting a bill we passed this year that is going to allow me to hire my own engineers, contractors, without going through the administration. It took us 10 years to get the cabins back open after Katrina at Bayou Signet. 3 years at Fontainebleau, we just got the cabins back open. Whoever you're dealing with in the administration, they work for the governor. So they're taking care of all that stuff first. And then the contractor feels like he doesn't work for me. He works for the administration. So we never hold their feet to the fire. We get no say-so in the change orders. So we can do it quicker, better, and cheaper if we can hire them directly. They work for us. We put them on a time limit, and we can get things repaired, built, engineered, designed in a lot quicker time for a lot better price. And I thank the governor for signing that bill and the legislative support. We're going to do some great things at the state parks going forward.
That's really exciting to hear. The level of cooperation and working through that process. I know it's something that's kind of been a thorn in your side for a long time, because I know when you get into a project, you want to get it done. You want to get it over with. You want to put it into service, right?
Absolutely. Time and time again, I'd show up at the park and the contractor would say, I don't work for you. I work for, in the past administration, Jay Darden. And then when we'd see a problem and they want to get a $100,000 change order, I'm like, no, that should have been fixed in the contract. Well, if the administration offers them, gives them a change order, I can't stop it. So we're going to hold contractors' feet to the fire. We're going to engineer and design things that make sense. At one point, they designed a $2 million bathroom for my state park where I needed a small cement block building that I could keep clean. So I wouldn't build a $2 million bathroom. So it's things like that, common sense approach, doing the most with the money you have, just makes common sense. So I'm real excited about getting so much more done with the money we have and done properly, quicker, and a better price.
Billy, let's talk about the legislative session is now over. How did you guys fare out?
You know, we had kind of a standstill budget. We always do because we know there are so many needs in the state. But I got to tell you, I was disappointed in the way they can change these bills on the House floor with little or no discussion. A legislator tagged on to my museum bill, an appointment for a group that has nothing to do with the museums, and gave a great speech on the House floor, and they supported it. And, you know, I got no notification, and that happens all the time. There's several, I believe, and I hadn't seen all the bills, but I don't believe the insurance bills they passed are going to do much good for insurance. The ones that were really made a difference were either watered down or never made it to a vote, and that's unfortunate because we hear about these great bills they come up with, and then when they amend them on the House or Senate floor and they come out and do nothing to really improve or lower insurance rates, or in my case, added a seat to a board that should have never been added, it's disheartening. I don't know how you fix that and have more time for debate before you can just walk to that mic and attach anything you want to any bill with little or no discussion to the public or the people it affects. And it's disheartening.
Yeah, it makes no sense at all. I mean, you know, the people that have to manage through this process and manage, the process and the outcomes and everything else, and you don't give them an opportunity to weigh in. More likely than not, it's a political payoff is what it is. And at some point, we got to move beyond that, right?
Well, and I think, it makes the people distrust Baton Rouge and get disgusted with it. Because if you've got something you want to pass, but it's controversy or it's probably the right thing to do or not the right thing to do, you wait and stick it on a bill on the House floor because it gets little or no attention. If you come up with a bill and introduce it and it stands on its own 2 feet, people are going to be outraged about it. Well, when you amend it and add that on the House or Senate floor, there's little or no time for discussion. So it passes with little exposure. And that's just not right.
Not at all. As always, we always enjoy the conversation with you, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Thank you so much for joining us and have a great weekend.
Thank you, my friend. Same to you.
And go ahead. You can say it. Go, Billy. Yep, lost him. Tried to get him to say, go Tigers. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.